and family. Well, good to have you this morning. Colossians 2 and 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus. Amen. Somebody, if I get too loud, point your finger down. And sometimes the wife says I get too loud. When I get a little hoarse and, amen, I get sinuses, I tune, sometimes tend to get louder for some reason. Don't ask Brother Joe why. Amen. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Amen. In other words, you don't change from the way you start, you just continue on. Amen. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Boy, isn't that something? If we get good and abounding in God, you know what? We'll be fixed. All that thanksgiving will get fixed. If we get full of God, amen, there will just be something boiling out of us. It won't be hateful, mean, and horrible. It'll be wonderful. Amen. Now, I don't mean it'll be wonderful to everybody. Amen. So, let me finish here. Hallelujah. Let me bear aware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him, that is in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. In whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him, buried with Him in baptism, risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised Him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Would you pray with us this morning? Sir, I thank You for the privilege to be in Your house one more time on this side of eternity. I thank You for the opportunity that You have given, God, all mankind, that You have been gracious, that You have been, God, beyond words of description, God, that Your love has been abounding unto us. And Your love is that You have, God, sent forth Your only begotten Son, for Your Word says to us, in this is God's Word, love commended towards men, and that while men were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Thank You, sir, this morning, that You have set forth Your love in abounding ways unto us. Let us, God, then, in the same manner, God, reflect that, and that we, God, seek to have, God, that glorious life that You have given in all of its fullness and all of its reality and all of its power. Hallelujah, that we may glorify You who has made everything possible, that we may yield all of ourself unto You, and that we may yield up all of our authority. May we, God, yield everything unto You, and that sure will that it may be done in earth as it is in heaven, and that You may have the glory, the praise, and the honor, and that Your kingdom may come in earth as it is in heaven. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. For just a little while this morning, abounding in God. Amen. Abounding in God. I often read a quote, and people's quotes in life stick with me. Amen. Brother Smith Wigglesworth said, I remember the day, amen, I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. I remember the day I got the Holy Ghost, but even more wonderful was when the Holy Ghost finally got me. Oh, come on, I'm going to say that again. He said, I remember the day when I got the Holy Ghost, but even more wonderful was the day when the Holy Ghost got me. Amen. What's he saying? Amen. It's wonderful to have something from God, but can God have us entirely? Amen. Therein is a place where God can really move. Amen. When God can have, amen, us without restraint, Amen. Didn't God give us, what did the Apostle Paul say? Amen. After that, He has freely given us His Son. Amen. That He would, what God was going to withhold. In other words, He has freely given us all things. Amen. Then, let me turn around in retrospect and look at that. Shall then we not freely give Him all of ourselves? Amen. Amen. All of our heart, all of our soul, all of our might. Amen. And come on, if we will do that, I want to tell you, God will do things that will blow the mind of humanity. Amen. With the message, the talk this morning was about, amen, someone mentioned the false revivals, and I remember some of the key elements, amen, that the brother from up in Virginia, amen, Brother Joseph Chambers, the Church of God pastor up there, amen, setting forth the false teachings and statements that were coming out of that revival. Amen. And one of those girls that supposedly was under the unction of the Holy Ghost, and amen, began to talk. And part of what she said, and she said it more than once, God just wants a little bit of you. Amen. Your heart. Come on. That is in direct defiance of the Word of God. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy might. Amen. If I had nothing else, amen, to confirm, I would confirm that. That is a false set. Amen. Come on. That's against the Word of God. Anything that does not line up with the Word of God is not of God. Amen. I don't care how you slice it or dice it, but if it lines up with the Word of God, it will produce, it will manifest fruit. Amen. That's just like this book says. Amen. Thank God there is a real. I want to say it again. Thank God there is a real. Amen, God. Amen. Folks, sing that song. There is a God. How much proof do you need? Amen. Come on. I'm glad to know this morning that there is a God. Amen. His name is Jehovah. Amen. He is a reality. Amen. We have His Word that shows us, amen, what is His intention. Amen. For mankind. Amen. Not only does it show us His intention, amen, it shows us all of His preparation and all that He has done so that man can accomplish what God has intended for him to do or her to do in the earth. Come on, we're Brother Joe. Amen. If we read the book of Ephesians, amen, we read three visionary chapters in the first three. Amen. That you may know what is the breadth, the width, and the depth, and the height. Amen. That you may know that fullness of God, how mighty that He is. Amen. Then we read the last three chapters. Amen. That tells us how to achieve. Amen. The revelation of the first three. Amen to God. God, amen, desires that we prosper even as our soul prospereth. Amen. Hallelujah. So here, amen, in the book of Colossians, amen, there's nothing new that's been said. The apostle here, amen, is writing to the church at Colossae, amen, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, and he tells him, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, just like you came to that altar, and just like you got started, amen, you just keep walking in that same fashion, humbled, amen, broken, repentant before God, amen, submitted unto God, amen, consecrated and dedicated. It will continue to walk in that way. Amen. I can tell you the kingdom of heaven will abound in our life. Amen. Where do we go wrong? When we depart from the way that we started. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, rooted and built up in Him. Amen. Rooting, amen, requires some things. It requires, amen, that we receive some supplement. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Rooted. If we don't grow into Christ, amen, we're going to grow the wrong way. We're growing somewhere. Amen. I said we're growing somewhere. Amen. Either we're growing into Him or we're growing out of Him. Amen. Come on. It seems like a lot of folks, the further along they get, the more they grow out of God. Look at our modern-day world, our modern-day church world, if you will. Amen. Entertainment is more the norm than worship. Hello? Amen. Make me get giggly. Make me feel, amen, a whole lot of, amen, if you will, emotionalism. Amen. And I've been to church. Have you? Amen. David said he went out to the house of God in the 42nd Psalm. Well, them that did go up, they was jumping and carrying on. But David said, when will I come into the presence of God? Amen. My heart's painting. That's the heart painted by the water brook. So is my heart painting just like that. He said, I want something real. I want the real presence of God. You know where the real presence of God comes? It comes in real commitment. It comes in real submission. Amen. If I'll give myself to God, amen, I can tell you, I can have all of Him that I want and more. Amen. Woo. About to feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God wants us to abound. Let me just look at a few definitions. The word abound means to, amen, great quantity. It means to be full. Also another term for that is superfluous, which means more than enough. Amen. Not almost enough, but more than enough. Everything that God does, amen, if we give God opportunity, He does it abounding. Amen. Packed down, pressed down, and running over is the pattern of God. Amen. Listen, amen, it is important, amen, to abound in God. You know why people backslide? Because they don't abound in God. They backslide. Amen. When that person is abounding in God, there is a river that is in that soul. That's a springing up. Amen. I heard a statement many years ago that you cannot contaminate a flowing well. Amen. I said, you can't contaminate a flowing well. When people get dry, when they get stagnant, amen, when they don't seek God, amen, the enemy comes along and he contaminates their life, amen. He puts all manner of things. While the good men slept, evil men sowed tares, amen. Come on with Brother Joe, amen. I'm telling you, but it will stay on fire for God. It will seek Him, amen, until the fountains are flowing, amen, to God. And God's bubbling up in our soul, amen. Used to sing that song, didn't it? Amen. It's bubbling. It's the bubbling. It's the bubbling in my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't something springing up. Amen. It's springing up so much that the devil can't come by and put his nasty trash in it. Hello. Woo. Glory. Amen. The world stands in need of a church that is abounding. And I'm not talking about one that's got a little so-called quote-unquote excitement. Amen. They got a lot of the kinds of excitement today. Amen. They got the lights and the, amen, and all this baloney going on. Amen. Most worship songs sound like, amen, some kind of Eastern meditation. Amen. Amen. About every one of them I hear, amen, sound like the same person wrote it, put the same music to it. And, amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Give me some of that. Amen. Heaven's still a wonderful place. Amen. I want to go there. Amen. Give me some of that. Amen. The old rugged cross. Amen. Glory to God. Give me some. Amen. What a beautiful day it's going to be when the Lord comes again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I won't know about you, but I want God to bubble up in my soul. Amen. I want to be so full of God the devil can't find a way in. Come on with me this morning. I'm going to have a church. Amen. By the help and grace of God. For in Him. Amen. Beware. Then he notices established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. My. Amen. David looked forward to the, and Brother Tony mentioned the Pentecostal. Amen. And he's the sad part about it, he's right this morning. Amen. Is that most of the, amen, most of the erroneous, amen, happenings and actions are happening in professing Pentecostal. Now, they're happening in other ones too, but more fluently and more evidently and more visibly, they're happening in the Pentecostal ranks. Amen. I know people who've been in the sound business, amen, professional sound business for years, and they've told me they had to, amen, some of the big churches, Pentecostal churches, they had to make them sign waivers, amen, that the sound system they were putting in was capable of producing hearing damage, amen, to people's ears, and they had to sign waivers for them to put that in, amen, so that they would not be able to be sued on a lawsuit. Why do they need that for? Amen. Because somewhere along the line, folks don't have the real Spirit of God to stir up man, so they use high frequency and high pounding noise. Amen. Called sound and audio. Amen.
Come on. It's not a real substitute. It's a fraud. Amen. I'm going to say it again. It's a fraud this morning. If you got the real thing. Amen. It don't have to be a peep in the house. Amen. Come on. The Holy Ghost. Listen. I can tell you right now. You can't produce 1 ounce of conviction. Amen. With loud music. Amen. Or with soft music. Amen. You can't produce 1 ounce of conviction. Amen. Telling sob stories. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But the Holy Ghost can come by. Amen. In a moment. Amen. He can go right on beyond the ears, right on beyond the brain, and right dead into the spirit and the soul of man. Woo! Come on, brother. Brother Russell MacDonald had a statement many years ago. I don't never forget some of these one and two liners. Amen. He says, amen. Come on. He says, the comforters moved out and the compromiser moved in. Hello? Amen to God. What do you mean? They traded something. Amen. They're trying to get the... Amen. That's why all them laughing revivals come from. They was trying to have that laughing spirit. Amen. But they wanted it without the cost of surrendering to God. It's a joke. It's a horrible joke. Amen. I can tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes and He gives you that glorious liberty in the Spirit, amen, well, you can laugh in the Spirit. Believe you me, you can laugh and you'll be the last one at laughing. Hello? But that one, the devil's a laughing last. Come on. I want the one that's real. Amen. Oh, abounding in God. Amen. If we pull a God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it's something that's flowing out of our life. It's influencing those that are around about us. Amen. But you and I, we listen, we're going to influence somebody anyway. Amen. We better influence them in the right way. Hello? Amen. Let me tell you about a man named Jesus. Amen. I was briefly in a doctor's office. Amen. It's been some time ago. And as I was leaving out, there's a man there. He's got cancer. Amen. And I noticed this little lady. She come in. Amen. Seen that man. She went right on over to him. I guess the Lord must have. She went in and sat down, and then she looked like somebody stuck her with a pin. She jumped up. And she run over where that man was, or walked over quietly and leaned down and said to him, "Amen, I'm so-and-so. I love the Lord. Do you mind if I pray for you?" Amen. Woo! Something in her wouldn't be quiet. Hello? And she laid hands on him right in that doctor's office. Amen. I took my hand out. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you them doctors done all they can do. Amen. But I know somebody. Amen. Do more than they can at the drop of a hat. Amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen to God. Oh, let him abound. Amen. When God abounds. Amen. The devil has to pull up the stakes. I said, when God abounds. Amen. The devil has to back off. Amen. Amen. When God moves. Amen. The devil has to pull up and back up. Amen to God. Throughout the great... the great, some of the great revivals of, amen, of the early late 1900s, early 1900s, and amen, late early 1900s in this nation, amen, went to pass because a man, amen, said, if you'll pray, if you'll seek God, amen, where God's got an avenue to abound, amen, then we will come and we will build that tabernacle, amen, and God will move. Amen. There is a principle. Amen. If God abounds, amen, the enemy's territory is going to shrink. We'll say that again. If God can abound, amen, in a person's life, amen, it's going to, he must increase, I must decrease. John the Baptist statement. Amen. In a community, it's the same measure. Amen. If God abounds, the devil's territory is going to shrink. If you see somebody saying a great revival and you can't see where the devil's territory is shrinking, amen, you can pretty much put a mark on that. It's not the genuine. Amen. When Brother Sunday had left town many times, amen, the taverns were closed. Hello? Nobody's there to sell it. Nobody's there to buy it. Amen. The doors are shut. Amen. Why'd that happen? Amen. Because Brother Sunday said, if you'll have prayer meetings, if you'll get God in on this matter, amen, if you'll set forth an open door where God can come, amen, we'll come with Him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And we'll preach. Amen. And God will move. And when God moves, amen, things will happen. Woo, hallelujah. Brother Joe, you still believe that? Oh, I believe that right down to the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Amen. You know what the problem is? Nobody wants to give God a chance. It costs. I'll say there is a price. Amen. If we're going to abound in God, something else got to die. Hello. No cross, no crown without a cross. Amen. There won't be any overcoming unless that there is a denial of self. Amen. Listen, that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about here. Amen. When he said rooted and built up in Christ. Amen. I want to tell you the only way you get rooted and built up in Christ is if you keep that old man on that cross. Say, crucified. Amen. With Jesus Christ, glory to God. Amen. I want what you got, Lord. Amen. I'm more affectionate to the things above than I am the things below. Come on. Amen. I can tell you, modern day Christianity, amen, has appetites that are way too much worldly. Amen. They want what the best of what this world's got and what God's got, but you can't have it that way. I don't mean that, amen, God can't bless you. Amen. What I do mean is what we desire, amen, will be what either makes us or breaks us. Amen. Listen, set your affections on things above. Amen. If we look to God, if I want God more than I want anything else in this world, you know what I'll have? I'll have God. God then will see to it that I have what I need of this world in order to take care of what I need to do for God. Maybe that was a tongue twister. I hope it wasn't. Amen. I said, God will see to it that we have what we need of this world to take care of His business. God will see to that. Amen. We don't have to do that. We don't have to get involved. Amen. In all of those things. God said He'd leave handfuls on purpose. Amen. All we got to do is simply do what the Apostle Paul said. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and looking forward to those things which are before, I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Abounding. Amen. Abounding in God. My. Here's a man that knew what it meant to abound in God. The Apostle Paul. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said, according to church history and legend, he's 4'6" tall. Amen. Bald-headed and bow-legged. Amen. But I can tell you, when he come to town, amen, there's right or there's revival. Sometimes there's both. Amen to God. Why? Amen. He ain't coming to town. Amen. Sightseeing. He's not coming there to try to, amen, to make himself a deal and get fat and rich on the things of the world. He's come there on business for the King. Amen to God. Amen. Not only has he come there on business for the King. Amen. He's got a direct line. Amen. He's God spilling him up. Amen. And pouring him out. Amen. He's come. Amen. To give Jesus. Amen. To those folks. Hallelujah. Whoo. Whoo. My, no wonder the jail couldn't hold him. Hello? No wonder they couldn't do anything with him. Amen. I know they thought that. Well, amen. Some of them thought that Paul had lost his mind. Amen. Brother Paul just was of the opinion, I agree with him, that he'd found it. Amen. If we find what we need from God, why would we seek anything else? Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. I know I got some places to go and I'm not going to get there. Listen. For in Him, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Many people have been spoiled right there. Philosophy. They listen to somebody else's idea of what it ought to be rather than God's idea of what it ought to be. I don't feel like you have to do that. Well, it don't matter how you feel. Amen. What does God say? Amen. Listen, if you and I will remember what the Word of God said, let every man be a liar but God the truth. When God says something, then you ain't got to go ask anybody else about anything. Amen. You have no need that any man teach you, for you have an unction. Amen. From the Holy One. Oh, glory to God. After I've heard God speak, why do I need to hear anybody else say anything? Amen. My, that's what the Apostle Paul, amen, I said, that's pretty much what John the Baptist said. Amen. If we don't have anything from God, then we ain't got nothing. Amen. But if we got something from God, we got what we need. Hello? I believe Brother Keith Power said his daddy in law said, if this ain't that, just let me alone. It'll do till that gets here. Amen. Woo. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, the Apostle Paul knew he had what he needed. Amen. He knew his God. He knew in whom he trusted. Amen. And he seeks to be filled, amen, with all of that fullness, amen, that comes from God. Amen. The whole essence of what we are in the world is a vessel. Amen. The less, amen, that vessel is constricted, the more God can pour Himself in and pour Himself out. Broken bread and poured out wine. That's the whole essence. Amen. I want to tell you, God can take, amen, and nothing. Amen. And believe you me, when He finds human being, He finds nothing. Amen. But God can take nothing. Amen. Glory to God. Bless and break and fill and pour out. Edible shaya. And feed a multitude and change the world. Whoo, hallelujah. How you know that, Brother Joe? He's been doing it for a long time. Hello? Amen. We got countless stories in that book. Amen. Where God used what the world said was nobodies. Amen. God took them and done something with nobodies. Amen. Brother, amen. Brother Bowling sings that song. He made something out of nothing. At all. Hallelujah. Amen. He spoke this world into existence. Amen. And I can tell you, I heard the Apostle Paul say, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the glory thereof may be unto God and not unto man. Amen. It's not what man can do. It's what God can do with the vessel that is given to Him. Amen. And by the way, I can tell you it goes well beyond the mind to begin to comprehend that. Amen. Let me hurry. Then this he said, for philosophy in vain deceit after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world. Tradition. There are some traditions worth holding to. And there are some that need to be thrown away. Hello? If they are traditions that separate you from God, you better get rid of them. And if there are traditions that keep you in, amen, in tune with God, you better hold on to them. Hello? What do you mean by tradition, Brother Joe? It is tradition of Christianity to fast and pray and seek God. Is it not? You know what? That seems to be one of the traditions that has simply gone by the wayside. People no longer, you know why? They hunger after things that you don't have to fast and pray. Amen for. Come on. But those things are not going to suffice. Amen. They're going to be like walls that are built with, amen, untempered mortar. They look pretty. Amen. They look slick. They wonderful. Everybody thinks they're so wonderful. Amen. But when you put, amen, when the enemy comes and beats on the walls, they will crumble and fall down. My, when you need them the most, they're not going to be there for you. Amen. But I can tell you something. He's a tried stone. He's a precious cornerstone. Hello? Amen. If you'll build that wall, amen, on Him, set everything in His order, measured off of that chief cornerstone. Amen. Let the wind blow. Amen. Let the storm rage. Let the enemy come. Amen. I can tell you, they've tried it for centuries. Amen. And He stood. Amen. He'll stand the test of time and eternity. Amen. I want to be built up in Him. I want to abound in Him. Amen. The more that He can, amen, do in us, the better off we will be and the better off those around us will be. You hear, Brother Joe, it is a great to have people around you and I that have abounded in God has been a blessing not only to them but to us. Where would we be without people who were abounding in God? Amen. So not only, amen, is it necessary to abound in order to keep, amen, the enemy at bay and to keep impurities out, but to abound in God not only blesses our life, it blesses the life of those that we touch. Amen. Because you see, God can take, amen, an old vessel, that's old clay that's not worth anything. He can cleanse it, sanctify it, fill it. Amen. And He can touch vessels that they never, amen, even dreamed that they would touch in this world. Matter of fact, amen, folks that obey God, they'll probably arrive in that city one day and have folks come up to them and say, you don't know me. Amen, but you affected my life way back when, and you may not ever even remember them. Come on, Brother Joe. Woo! Amen. Oh, but when you abound in God, amen, it just flows. Everywhere that God can find a saint to abound in Him, amen, is another source of that river. Hello, I said it's another source of the river. Oh, the rivers were up. Amen. My, I'm telling you. He said the rivers, amen, going to spring up. Amen. Unto everlasting life. Wherever those springs, by those wonderful springs of God. The fountain. Amen. Great fountains of the deep of God. Hallelujah. Springing up. Amen. Unto everlasting life. Amen. That river whereof the children of God shall make glad the city of our God. That river flows out of individuals. Amen. Lives. You know why the world gets, amen, more ungodly? It's because the sources of that river have dwindled. Come on with Brother Joe. I said the sources
God is the primary source, but the source of the outlet of that river is the saints of God. Wherever God can find a child of God that is humble and submitted unto Him, He can cause that rail to flow. It joins all the rest. How mighty is that joining together, Brother Joe? One puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000 to flight. Amen. And everywhere that river went, it brought life. Amen. There's just more to do than we can begin to imagine to do. I don't know about you, but God often impresses me. And when God does, amen, I stand there and say, oh God, amen, how can we ever? Amen, there's just more to do than can, amen, it seems like can be done. And yet, amen, there are many who don't even seem like it bothers a bit. Hello? Yet, all around, there are people that are dying and going to hell. Amen. And there are places in the world, amen, and in our own nation, by the way, amen. I believe everywhere you can find a chance to put the gospel, amen, it ought to be put there. Well, they'll never listen to that. You go ahead and buy that lie from the devil. Go ahead. Amen. And he'll have put a plug in one of the places where God wants you to do something. Amen. Opportunity comes, we better step through the door. Amen. Or we will have to give an account to God as to why we did not. And He will, amen, and the judgment, amen, there will be an account to pay. Amen. I want to abound in Him. Amen. God help us and God have mercy on us. Amen. Be full, to be abounding, to be superfluous. Amen. To be rooted is to mean, amen, to be stable. Boy, don't we need some Christian stability. Not running after this wind of doctrine and that wind of doctrine. Amen. And just laying hold of everything. That is the latest craze. Hello? Listen, you know what? Brother Joe has a... Amen. God told me a long time ago. When you see folks that's hunting something, it means they ain't found what they need. Hello? I'm going to say that again. When you see folks that are hunting something, it's because they hadn't found what they needed. If I found a prayer closet and I found an altar with God, amen, then I don't have to go hunting anywhere else to find what I need in God. I know right where to go. Amen? Let me quickly move on. Amen. Vain philosophy. Amen. And listen, he said, here I want us to see traditional men and the rudiments of the world. Most of us know what the rudiments of the world, that means the things of the world. Amen. What people, what the flesh would lust after and seek after. Amen. Listen, this world and everything that is in this world one day will look blacker than coal. It will look horrible. Brother Ravenhill said, amen, for the Apostle Paul to have that glorious vision that he had, he's taken up into heaven, seen unspeakable things. When he turns and looks back at this world, everything looks dark and dreary. My! Things that people have sold out, amen, God for, amen, when eternity, it's going to be the most horrible-looking mess in the world. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Ah, my God, when I seen what I could have had, amen, with God, I don't want it to be that way. I want it to be the other way around. Amen, and said, look what I traded for this. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen, that old song said, look what I traded for a mansion. Look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Look what a deal that I have gotten. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, look what God has given me. Oh, my God. Somebody so unworthy, undone. Amen. But look what I have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. And I want to move quickly and get to where I want to go. Deceit. Vain deceit. Amen. I'm telling you, we're living in a deceitful time. Amen. Traditions and rudiments of the world. Amen. But he goes on. I want to see what he said. And ye are complete in Him. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Simply in Christ, everything that is that we need of God is bound up in Christ. If I have Jesus, I have everything I need. He's the sanctifier. He's the justifier. Amen. Well, I find justification in Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We have justification. We have sanctification. Amen. We have wisdom. Amen. And listen, He's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So everything that I need, I find in Jesus. Amen. Where else do I need to look? Amen. Oh, Lord, just help me to abound in Him who makes me be everything I need to be in order to fulfill the will of God in the earth. Hallelujah.
Woo! For this purpose, we have, the church has but one primary purpose. We have a great commission. Amen. That great commission, amen, is not to be about self-will. Amen. About self-interest. Amen. It is to, amen, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. Listen, I'm not a preacher. Everywhere you go, you're preaching. Amen. Come on. I said, everywhere we go, we're preaching. Amen. Our life's preaching a sermon. Amen. We don't have to say a word. It's a preaching a sermon. You hear me? Amen. Oh, all the world preach the gospel to every creature. That is the commission of the church. She can never fulfill that commission unless there is, amen, an abounding of God in her. Amen. We cannot fulfill. Amen. Jesus came and fulfilled the law right to the dotting of the I's and the crossing of the T's. Amen. And He sent the Holy Ghost, amen, to fulfill the gospel. Amen. That's why I believe in a Pentecostal church. Thank God. I believe in a Pentecost. Amen. God's often told me, it'll take a Pentecost, son. I want to tell you, the day of Pentecost, it changed, amen, the reflection of that church in the world. Amen. They no longer that subdued crowd. Amen. They that crowd has got holy boldness. I'm afraid, amen, a lot of folks who profess to have the fullness of the experience of God, amen, are either lying or they are suppressing the Holy Ghost. Beto O'Rourke, amen, said about taxing churches, and basically he was hinting at more than that. I never heard, and I read some of them. I sometimes make a pass at some of those, amen, Christian magazines. I never read where one Pentecostal big name popped up and said anything. I did read where Franklin Graham said, amen, we will not allow anything to deter us from the work of the gospel. Woo! Thank God. Somebody fired one back across the deck and said, you can do what you want to, Mr. O'Rourke. Amen. You're not going to stop us. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. They've done everything they could to stop Brother Paul. Amen. They've done everything they could to stop that early church. Amen. 10 great persecutions. Amen. In less than 10 years. Amen. But I can tell you, they heaped the bodies up outside the city, but the church rolled on. You hear me? I said the church rolled on. How? Glory to God. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen, I'm bound, but the gospel's not. I'm locked up under this, amen, in his jail, in the catacombs of Rome. Amen. But God can't be bound. You can't put Him in chains. You can't put Him in a fetter. Amen to God. And when God had been ready for old Paul to come out, he'd have come out just like, amen, old Peter did. Woo! You see, man just somehow or another does not know in whom he's dealing with. And the sad thing about it is, amen, what Brother Glenn Lowry said many, many years ago, is that the professing church, for the big part, don't know their God. That's the truth. If they did, they'd be different. What did three Hebrew children tell, amen, old Neb? We don't have to even think about what we're going to answer you. We've already figured it out. You know, when God sees fit, He'll deliver us from your burning fire. If He doesn't, that'll be fine too. But understand this, Mr. Neb. We ain't going to bow to your image. Amen. You know, why them boys doing that? There's only three folks in that crowd. Everybody else is a sucking that ground up. Amen. Getting on their face. I'm sure they're trying to get slow. Nobody noticed me. I don't want nobody. Nothing sticking up. Make it look like I'm in rebellion. But here's three guys standing out there, and I think they're standing on tippy toe because they want to make sure that the king knows that they ain't playing his game. Oh, we got a greater king. Amen. Than you, Mr. Neb. Amen. We're not careful in how we answer you concerning these things. Amen. For our God is able to deliver us from your burning fire furnace. Play that music one more time. Amen. Heat that furnace 7 times hotter than it's wont to be heated. Amen. Come on. I don't know how hot that furnace got. I did see that special on ABC many years ago. I would to God I'd have recorded it because I'd like to play it back and laugh about it. Amen. They thought that you could actually find a place in that furnace where folks could have lived. I said the amazing thing was they forgot the rest of the story. They conveniently left it out like they do today. Amen. They after the lie and leave out the truth. Amen. Come on. They forgot that those folks who were mighty men, big men in the king's army, who were, amen, in wonderful shape, threw them three Hebrew boys in that fire burning. Amen. Bound up. What happened to them three boys? What happened to them folks who threw them in? The Bible said they died. They didn't even go in the furnace. They just died throwing them in. Amazing, ain't it? Amen. You see, these three boys that are abounding in God, they look different than the rest of that crowd. When you abound in God, you will stick out like a sore thumb. If you be willing and obedient, saith the Lord, behold, you shall have the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Behold, men that I have ordained and men who have honored me, and behold, have sought me and been filled with my spirit, have stood throughout the ages. And I say unto thee that they have not stood alone. For I have stood with them. And behold, I am the same yesterday and today and forever. Behold, settle it therefore in your heart, saith the Lord. Seek ye me, the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Set your heart to be filled with all of my fullness, that you may abound therein with all thanksgiving, saith the Lord, and with joy. And behold, setting forth the principles of heaven, and behold, being the salt and the light that I have called my church to be, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Not only did the three Hebrew children stand out, old Daniel kind of stood out, didn't he? He's different. He's abounding in God. He ain't one of them professors without being a possessor. They know he's different. Hey, something. Amen. The Word of God said about he had an excellent spirit. Amen. Excellent. What is the word excellent? It comes from the word excel, which means to be above and beyond. Amen. Why? He had the Lord's Spirit at work in his life. Amen. When the valley of Elah, when everybody else runs and hides and gets behind the tents and the bushes, when old Goliath goes to ridiculing God on the other side, David, amen, don't act like everybody else. He stands up and says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I don't care if he is 8, 9 foot tall, 10 foot, whatever he is. Who is he? Who do you think he is? What had caused David to do that? Hey, something in David that wasn't in them other folks. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe, this morning. Amen. God's people, amen, got something in them. Amen. The professors ain't got. Woo! And the genuine and the real, when the chips are down, it shows up. Hello? I said it shows up. You do what you will. Amen. Oh, David didn't go sneaking off over there after Goliath. He run towards him based on telling him what God's going to do. He didn't tell him what David's going to do. He told him what God's going to do. Amen. David knew it wasn't David. It wasn't David that killed that lion. Come on. Amen. He said, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. That's where the strength come from. Amen. When the bear come, the same Spirit of God come. Got to hurry. Abounding in God. It is God's will that we should abound. I said, it is God's will. Finally, my brethren, Ephesians 6 and 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. The Apostle Paul making his closing salutation to the church at Ephesus. Amen. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And he says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore. Don't quit. Don't sit down. Amen. You just stand on. Amen. Gird about with truth. Amen. The helmet of salvation, the feet shod for the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Glory to God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. And the shield of faith, whereby you shall quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Praying, whereby praying all, covering it all with prayer and supplication. Stand Hallelujah. Amen. Why can you stand? Because, amen, I'm telling you, there's something flowing, amen, in you and in I, amen, that will not let you sit down. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, that old brother stood at the den of worms. Here I stand. I can do nothing else. Amen. Something in me will not sit down for the devil. Amen. Father, I thank you this morning. Thank you for there is an abounding experience. I thank you, Lord, that when you get us, things are different in our life. They are markedly different. Throughout the ages, we have seen those differences. God, we've seen them, God, in biblical times and in post-biblical. We've seen them in ours. Those that have been around us, that have walked with you, have sought you, oh, have been filled with your Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Have been empowered by your mighty Holy Ghost. Have walked in the leadership of the Spirit of God. And behold, in the ability that God giveth to man, that he may overcome, that he may do that which is beyond the ability of human flesh. May you minister this morning. May we abound in you. Oh, Lord, but this world is in desperate need of an abounding church, of an abounding godly people that will overflow with the rivers of heaven and the waters from your altars that will issue out to a world that will bring conviction, that will bring deliverance, that will bring healing, that will bring, God, all of the promises that you have given to those who will obey you. May, God, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. That's his closing prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God that there is a river. Amen.